No, I had you bring, you know, that if you want to, you can bring your backpacks because I wanted to bless them today because it's the start of a school year, right? We talked a little bit about that last week. For those of you that went to school, did you have a good first week of school? Yes? Yeah, kind of. Okay. And some of you have preschool that starts, I know, tomorrow, right? Right, Shay? Yeah? Yeah. And so it's good to see all of you here today. But I want you to do something before we bless backpacks. I was wondering if we could do something, okay? Out here, I don't know if you know, do you know that out there we have lots of people who are teachers or who have been teachers before? Do you want to see? Do you want to see the different people that have done that before? If you are out there and you are with the public schools or just with the school, doesn't have to be public schools, if you are a teacher or you work within the schools, could you do a favor for me? Stand up. I want the kids to be able to see you all, okay? Look out there. Look out there, okay? Look out there. Okay, yeah, I was going to say, stand up. Do you see all those people? And I know some that aren't standing that are retired and have done it before in the past as well. So they should, you need to know that all those people had made it a point that in their lives of being able to teach all of you so that you know what it means, all the knowledge that you need for life, okay? And I want us, the way we bless backpacks is to be able to say we're so thankful for all those people that are teaching you and making school a great thing for you. And I want you all to remember that, okay? But I want you to have a great year, okay? And as we bless these backpacks today, I want you to remember that God is with you every step of the way. And just be open to all that you're going to learn, okay? Can you do that for me? All right, stand up, okay? Now here's what I want us to do. Normally we hold hands. Can we just put hands on each other here a minute? Here. And I'll do this. I'm going to put my foot here so that it touches backpacks. So we're going to bless these backpacks and bless all of you, okay? So let's pray. God, we thank you for all of the kids that are here today. Bless these backpacks. Bless all the backpacks of every single child that is here. Whether they are here or not, may these backpacks represent all of their backpacks. Bless their studies. Bless their learning. Bless their teachers. We give you thanks for all the teachers that are here. Let this be a year in which they can truly grow in learning all about the stuff that they will learn. And most especially, God, we ask you to help us grow in our knowledge of you. We pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Thanks for coming. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes things happen that change a direction I'm taking. And that happened to me yesterday as I saw something. You know, I had my plans of getting up here. This is the second week that we are talking about the feeding of the whole miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. You know, it's the second of 5 weeks. So I figure I'm going to have an opportunity to be able to share more about it. But I did have some really great ideas. I was clearing out crepe myrtle. Are you guys familiar with crepe myrtle in your yard? I was clearing out crepe myrtle in our yard. You know, there's something about crepe myrtle. When crepe myrtle starts growing, it really grows all over the place. It's a mess. And I thought maybe that's kind of what the feeding of the 5,000 is about. Maybe the feeding of the 5,000 is about planting crepe myrtle where it just takes over everything along the way. And I also thought about the fact that in today's lesson, Jesus makes this move where he's talking to the people and saying, you know, you're all caught up in the physical nature of this miracle of the 5,000. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? It's not about the miracle. It's about what the miracle signifies. It's about the life that is there for you. It's about the fact that we're meant to share this love that's a part of us. And with that, I came across this wonderful quote this past Thursday that to me not only speaks about about what this lesson is all about, but also moves us in terms of where we are as we get ready for this town hall meeting, that says, abundance is not about something that we acquire. It is about something that we tune into. Abundance is not about something we acquire. It is about something we tune into. Because we can get caught, can't we? We can get caught as individuals, and we can get caught as a church looking at things and saying about what we don't have, without realizing about what we do have. And we have so much. God has blessed us so much. And if we realize the blessings that God has given us, what power that has as we begin to come here. Part of that was shown this past summer. I keep thinking about the fact that as we have brought up people, as you've seen, start seeing some of the gifts here in this congregation, and as Peggy shared with us about the school program here, I saw that abundance come forth from you as we were able to share. And that's central to this message of the feeding of the 5,000. But then, last night, something changed all of that. I need to take you back to over a year ago. In fact, it was really 2 years ago that I can remember this child. Little Reagan. You have her picture there. Should have been handed out to you today. When I first remember Reagan, I remember Reagan on Tuesdays and Thursdays at Parents' Morning Out. And Reagan was this little girl, and she was just learning to walk at the time, and she was having a hard time of it. She'd come along, and she'd just kind of toddle down there, as trying to get down to the nursery where the Parents' Morning Out program was. But she always had such a beautiful smile. But then last night, I saw posted up about a couple people from here that had gone to her funeral. 1 month shy of her third birthday. 1 month shy of her third birthday. And they went for her funeral. And the one post I read about it talked about how angry they were at it. And Mary had responded, well, what was up with that? And they said, well, just Google the name. You'll find out. And that's when I did. And it got reported on all the news, and perhaps you've heard the report. Reagan Moon, 1 month shy of her third birthday, died of malnutrition. Mother was arrested for neglect. And when I saw that last night, I knew that for all those things I could say about the feeding of the 5,000 and what Jesus says about the bread of life, I want to tell you that unless the gospel is speaking about Reagan Moon and about how we are called for the needs around us, why are we here? I know that on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Parents' Morning Out, we gave Reagan and every child that was here, and every day in our preschool, we gave to every child here a glimpse of what God's love is about. And it's just heartbreaking to know that even when we do that, sometimes it's not enough. I think about the fact that as we're trying to get Family Promise back together to help families back to independence who are facing homelessness, I'm reminded of the fact that I've heard the statistics every single year in Rockdale County alone in our public schools, over 450 kids in our public schools in Rockdale County, the second smallest county in Georgia, are homeless. And that's not even Newton County. I know we're trying to do things. But if we as a church are not out there caring for these little ones, showing this love to these little ones. If we are not there caring for the needs around us, then we aren't being the church. I know that we try, and I know that we continue to be challenged. And I know that we have the abundance within us to do something about this. Because abundance is not about something we acquire. It is about something we tune into. You all showed that this past summer as we responded with the summer lunch program. You all continue to show that to me in how you live every single day of your lives. I wanted these kids up here seeing you who teach out there in our schools, private or public, whether it's teaching or involved with nutrition or whether involved with special ed, because I know every single one of you show that to these kids all the time. And I know it's hard. It's hard for me. It's hard for us to hear about Reagan. But if you want to know what the gospel is meant to be all about, if you want to know how we are called to take the abundance that we have within us that we tune into and how we are called to be about that, then look at this little girl. See that smile. Sometimes it's not enough, but that cannot stop us from trying. Because if the gospel does not speak here, it does not speak anywhere. Know your abundance. Use your abundance. Know the love that God has given you and that God has called you to share. And if it takes off like crepe myrtle, so be it. Let it bloom. Let it take root. Let it grow. Amen. Thank you.
justice and joy. For young and for old, a place at the table, a voice to be heard, a part in the song. The hands of a child in hands that are wrinkled, for young and for old, the right to belong. And God will delight, we are creators of justice and joy, compassion and peace. Yes, God will delight, we are creators of justice. Justice and joy. Just and unjust, a place at the table. Abuser abused, with need to forgive. In anger and hurt, a mindset of mercy. For just and unjust, a new way to live. And God will delight, we are creators of justice and joy, compassion and peace. Yes, God will delight, we are creators of justice. Justice and joy. At the table to live without fear and simply to be, to work, to speak out, to witness and worship, for everyone born the right to be free. And God will delight, we are creators of justice and joy, compassion and peace. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice. Justice and joy. Church,
let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Trusting in our loving and almighty God, who abundantly provides the bread of life to all who hunger, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Holy God, you give gifts and talents to every member of the church. Strengthen all your children and bring them to a full understanding and maturity in Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, our complex and wonderful world is a sure sign of your abundance and care. Provide for every creature and rain down the bread of heaven that gives life to the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Peaceful God, draw the nations of the world to harmony and mutual understanding. Bind all of humanity in the unity of love and peace that comes through the Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we pray for those who are hungry, homeless, and who have lost family or friends. Lead them to places of safety, food, and rest. We pray especially for the family and friends of Reagan Moon, the family and friends of Linda McKinnon, Sierra Tung, Walter Pass, Ida Ehlers, Carl, Nancy, and Adam Reich, Andy Pacer, Jamie Harvester, Sally Slade, Paulette Cosenza, Debbie Scott, Brian Fowler, Cindy Parker, the victims of wildfires and flooding, Marilyn Cable, a prayer of thanksgiving for Frank Zahn, and those we now name aloud or in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God, you have brought us all together in this time and place. Bless this congregation, including those who are absent, and draw us into closer communion with you, each other, and our community. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for All Saints Lutheran Church and their ministry in Lilburn. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Infinite God, we praise you for the lives of those who have died in Christ. Keep our hearts in hope, for we have all received the food that endures to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty and loving God, we look to you in hope and trust, knowing that you will do far more than we can ask or imagine. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen.